All right, it's another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 53. Good, thanks. And of course, we have Repeat from Rich Production Studios. Of course, I'm not over there. But Pete, how do you feel about being part of this show, of course?
I think you're a traitor, Shapiro.
I'm a traitor? How am I a traitor now?
You're traded on me.
I know. I mean, do you have hostility now towards me now?
How much? I don't talk to you, period. So I don't feel different.
Well, do you only being part of the show because of me or because Cedric the Entertainer is on this episode?
Okay, so I'm lucky Cedric the Entertainer. I'm going to be right before Cedric the Entertainer.
Hey, by the way, you are helping me out though a little bit, so I gotta give a shout out to Rich Productions, of course. You're helping him out with some songs, of course. So thank you for that, P, of course, you know?
Oh, finally, thank you, Shapiro.
Yes. And I finally met Kirk Cameron, of course. So can you believe Kirk Cameron thought I was a celebrity? What do you think about that?
Kirk Cameron obviously don't know you for real.
So on the scale of 1 to 10 of a celebrity, do you think I am? Do you think I'm a 1 to 10? Do you think I'm a 10?
10 being what? 1 being...
10 being the best?
I'll say you're probably -2.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Repeat. And again, thank you, Repeat, because I got to repeat myself because your name is Repeat, of course.
Thanks.
All right. Next show, though, I'm going to be in Rhode Island, so I'm gonna call you from Rhode Island, okay?
Okay.
Anything else you want to add before I go?
Have a nice show, Shapiro.
Thank you very much, VP. Thank you again. One more time, VP. Thank you once again, okay? All right. You take it easy, VP.
Bye-bye.
All right. Producer over there, Rich Production Studios, of course. And, of course, we're going to the first segment, of course, Orlando, Florida, where Rolla's cousin, Tennille Love, of course, had a birthday bash at Escape Ultra Lounge on South Orange Blossom Trail over there. South Orange Blossom Trail? Yes. That's the street in Orlando. And I interviewed Reb and I interviewed Marcus Powell. We're going to hear their songs in just a minute. But first, here's a segment in Orlando, Florida with Escape Ultra Lounge. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com.
There are numerous testimonies.
Oh, gee. That's not the right one. That's part of a commercial. That is wrong. That's wrong of me. See, I'm goofing. No wonder Pete rated me below -2. Man, of course, we're using Owl Creek Studios, of course. James Watson Studios here in Woodstock, Georgia. Of course, use different studios to get the job done, of course. And this is, I'm just getting in place where I started Orlando, Florida with Rolla.
Birthday bash, August 18th, 2010. We're here with singer-songwriter Rolla. You reside in Atlanta, but you're from Providence. So, how do you feel about being your cousin, Tennille Love's birthday bash?
It feels great I haven't seen her in a long time, so, I mean, she's looking good. My cousin Glory is looking good. My cousin Jesse is looking fabulous. He looks like Ray J.
I mean, you know, since the last time you got older, Tennille got younger. What do you feel about that?
I feel great. I mean, where?
You hear what I said?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
I said since the last time you got older, Tennille got younger.
No, that's not true.
Whatever. All right. I'm just losing myself in the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes, you are.
That is full of Rolla's head. I'm keeping that in here. All right. Thank you very much for that interview.
Yeah, this is Rolla. Smile with me.
All right, we have Tennille Love over here at your birthday bash. How does it feel to be Sweet 16?
Sweet 16 is awesome. I had a little bumps in my road, but it's going to come along. It's going to come along big time.
And what does Tennille Love represent?
I represent Providence, Rhode Island, baby.
Yes, here in Orlando, right?
Yes, sir. And Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
That's Rolla singing.
Yeah.
You're from Orlando?
Orlando, Florida.
Yes, all your life?
All my life.
You have some great songs up there. What does your music represent?
My music represents the grown and sexy. I figured that we needed something for our age group. So that's why I kind of went old school, but a little bit of new school.
Who do you look up to as a musician?
I look up to new artist Jesse Stevenson, who's in Richmond, Virginia, and Donny Hathaway.
Now, I've interviewed a lot of celebrities on my show. What is, you know, Funkmaster Wiz?
Yeah.
Old school. What does he mean to you?
Oh, man, he is the epitome of a Funkmaster to me.
Yep.
Yes.
And now, I've had Akon on my show. What does Akon represent to you?
Man, I love all of Akon's music. I enjoy him so much. I'm so glad that he did a song with my girl, Whitney.
Oh, yes, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, do you implement this, their style or way of music, in your style, too?
Yes.
I can tell.
Yes. Yes.
Now, where can people find your information?
You can find me at www.reb-732.com, which is my official website. Or you can locate me on Facebook.
And what song do you want us to play of yours? I hear I Lose Yourself on the Derringer Burr Show.
The song that you're going to play is going to be entitled Clap Your Hands.
What's that song about?
Clap Your Hands is a mixture between big band sound and a house beat.
That's cool because my son, his nickname is Big Man, and he loves to clap his hands. He's 4 and a half, so this song can be any age group, huh?
Yeah. Actually, it can appeal to any age group. Anybody can enjoy the music.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna play that song. We're all gonna clap our hands, you know?
All right. I look forward to it. And just so that you know, I'll be in Osaka, Japan on September the 17th, performing there on the 20th of September. I have 2 shows in Osaka. I'm being featured at a music conference there. I have a national television interview there in Japan and a radio interview.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Rev.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. All right, we had the sister of the birthday girl here, Glory Perry. So how does it feel to be at Danelli Love's birthday bash today?
I love it. Woo!
Yes. I haven't seen you since Rhode Island, of course. So how do you like living here in Florida, of course?
It's going good.
Yeah. So, what do you love about coming to birthday bashes like this? What do you love about coming to birthday bashes like this?
I love the music, the dancing, meeting new people.
Exactly. What's your favorite song that you want the DJ to play tonight?
Oh my God, by Usher.
Oh, you like that song, huh?
Yeah.
You're getting T.I.?
No.
No? Akon?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. So, we have Yumi, of course, right?
Yes, Yumi, U-M-I.
And we have
Nene.
Hey, so tell me about, what does your music represent?
Well, the music just represents the struggles and the different struggles that we go through as life, as teenagers growing up. Not only in America, but all over the world, because I've traveled the world and I've seen a lot.
Sure. What song do you want to play on the Derek Shapiro Show of yours that you can give me?
Say that again. Sorry.
What song do you want to play on the Derek Shapiro Show that you can give me?
I'll give you something like I'm Booming. You know, that was a real club bang. I know you've seen how the club reacted to that.
And what is I'm Booming?
I'm Booming means like just going hard. If you don't know what going hard is, it means staying on your steady grind, putting in hard work, and just giving it your all. So
that's featured her in the song?
Yeah, that features her too. And the song that features Nene is called Hello and Goodbye.
And do you write your own music?
Oh, yeah, I actually do write my own music. I actually got 4 songs out for my album that's coming up, and I'm making 2 more now. So, you know, we be in the studio every day.
So where can people find the music?
Where can what?
People find your music.
Oh, you can find it on Girlie Mind Stop ET on MySpace, right? So if you type that in, you're going to find it.
Awesome. And where can people find your music?
We can find it also on Gully Mind South, ENT on MySpace. Or you can go to YouTube and just type in Umi/Gullymon, and you'll see all my videos and everything pop up.
Awesome. Thank you very much for losing yourself. All right, we have Destro here at Danelli Love's birthday bash. So what does your music represent?
First of all, I just want to give a big shout to Danelle, Honey Love. Came here to represent on her birthday. She hooked me up all the time, you know what I mean? As an artist to artist, brother to sister, I love you. At this point right now, I've been rapping since I was 18. I've got so many written things that I call them the Bible. There's chapters of everything I have. What I did tonight was a freestyle, but I got music in my heart. So what I'm trying to do is put Brooklyn on the map, put Siena on the map, and after that, put my family on the map. So I appreciate this interview as well, my man.
What song do you want to play of yours on the Derrick Shepherd Show?
My song? To be honest with you, the realest song I have is actually one of my Christian hip-hop that I do have. And it's called Life Changes.
Now, what is that about?
Now, it's all about going from the bottom, finding God, and still living life, even though we're going through it. That's just one of my inspirations right there. So I want to give a shout to John Maldonado and Eddie for that one too. But that's also a way of me speaking from my mind to other artists too. That don't leave God out your life. The drinking, the smoking, the hustling, yeah, it's going to be there. But never put God out your life.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derrick Shepherd Show.
All right, man. And I appreciate you. Brooklyn, Ponciana. All right.
Oh, wait. Where can people find your music, by the way?
Oh, by the way, you can find my music on Facebook, Estrada Great. Or you can hit me up at thatstheart@gmail.com. Give me all your responses that you can. Jamaica, big up.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, and that was from Tenille Love's Birthday Bash. And the only one who gave me songs, well, of course, I had Tenille Love's songs. Song Perfect Stranger will play. Reb's song Clap Your Hands, and then Marcus Powell, What It Looked Like, from the Birthday Bash, of course. And we'll go to the number five song for the month of August, of course. We're counting down the top, 5 songs. But the number 12 songs, I used to play number 12 songs for the countdown. But let me just list the number 12 songs for the month of August, then go on the number 5 song after the 3 songs I mentioned. Number 12 song for the month of August is Sisters for Life, Woman on My Own, of course. Number 11 is Rob Thomas, Someday. Number 10 is Akon featuring Colby O'Donis with Beautiful. Number 9 is Mark Lawson, of course, Gypsy in Disguise. 8 is Sister Hazel with Take a Bow. 7 is Trina with My Attitude, of course. 6 is Cosmic Chrissy from up in Providence, Rhode Island, my home state, with Nightmares, of course. She's on 88.1 WELH on Friday nights up there in Providence, Rhode Island. And, of course, After Perfect Strangers by Tenille Love, Reb's song Clap Your Hands, and Marcus Powell, What It Looked Like. Number 5 song for the month of August is, of course, Trina, featuring P. Diddy, of course, Diddy, and Kerry Hilson with Million Dollar Baby. Then we'll be back with this IHOP segment, which I'll explain in just a moment from Orlando Flower. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derrick Shapiro Show.